Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
praise the Lord, everybody. That was his working for my good. You got a seed in the ground. William Murphy sung that. That's such a blessing. When you think about the seeds that the Lord have allowed you to sow over the years, yesterday, today, and forever, as we go forth in the kingdom work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, thanks again for tuning in. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually. And we just don't say it. We pray that the Lord will enhance each and every one of them that called encouragement. We need enrichment, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives. I read that naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can find that I read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time and is 8 a.m. because she's coming out to Carolinas with Minister Billy Burns, and they overcame, that's her subject, and you can find that in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11, and it's a time to give testimony. So if you come on Saturday morning, if you're in California, it's 7 a.m. Pacific time. If you're in the Carolinas, it's 8 a.m. So tune in expecting and hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Don't we need fresh oil daily? The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and you know it's for all of the segments that air on this broadcast. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com, or you can mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archive message like I'm presenting it to you now. You can hear the same one if you go there. You know, we so truly appreciate, and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. You know, we always say, don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we ask each and every one of y'all to pray, to keep continuing to pray that God's will be done on this broadcast. So we're so thankful that we're back on the line. This is Friday, and we have the great speaker, anointed man of God, that's going to bring the word of God to you today. And it's no other than Prophet Michael Davis. He's all the way from Vacaville, California, and his ministry is titled Ministry of Michael, and that's in Vacaville, California, too. And he's family, just like each of y'all are. When you call in and you listen, and be on the chat room or in the switchboard or wherever you call, we feel like we're so blessed that the Lord would lead, oh, hallelujah, that the Lord would lead and guide y'all to this broadcast with the truly anointed men and women of God that he puts on this broadcast to bring y'all the word, rhema word from heaven above on this earth to his people. And with no further ado, Prophet Michael is just like family. Every time Evangelist Bernard called all, each and every one of them, the men, godly men and women to be on the broadcast, they never say no. They come on and the Lord prepare them. So with no further ado, we want to introduce to you Prophet Michael Davis from Ministry of Michael, Vacaville, California. Man of God, go as the Lord leads you, whatever he say, and you can open us up with prayer because you're well qualified. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Ruby, and thank you for such a gracious introduction. And first and foremost, I give glory and honor to Jesus Christ, who is my life, whom I serve, and whose I am. I have submitted my life to him. I have made a choice to follow him through the wind, through the rain, through the storm, through the health, through the pain, through everything. I've made a decision. And really, that's what serving Jesus is all about. He chooses us, but then we have to choose to follow him and do things his way. So, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. I thank you because you love your people. You're gracious, you're merciful, you're kind, you're long-suffering, you're patient, and at the same time, you're a God that will correct us. Father, help us to receive your instruction today that we might hear your word and that we might live thereby. For it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Jesus, I submit everything to you. This is your ministry, not mine. These are your people, not mine. This is your radio program, not mine. Everything belongs to you, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and them that dwell therein. The cattle on a thousand hills, it belongs to the Lord. So, Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. And now we take authority over you, Satan. You have no place in this ministry. You have no place in this church. We bind you in Jesus' name. We cast you out, and we command you to go. Go in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We apply the blood of Jesus against you. We break down and pull down every stronghold, for they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down all thoughts and imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ, and having in all readiness to revenge our disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And Father, we thank you now that we loose the anointing, for you said in your word that you gave, you've given us the keys of the kingdom, and that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So now we bind the works of the enemy. We bind witchcraft. We bind sorcery. We bind the religious spirit. We bind the disobedient spirit in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out, command it to go, and we loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We loose the blood of Jesus that brings us salvation, for you died on the cross for our sins. And you shed your precious blood, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, whereby you have redeemed us unto yourself. And we thank you, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We thank you, Father, for your anointing. We thank you for your love, your warmth. I ask for wisdom to talk to your people now. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen. My God from heaven, God is good. God is faithful. I feel a strong anointing here. I don't know what God is going to do. I don't know what he's going to say, but I feel a strong anointing. I feel the warmth of the Holy Spirit. Usually when I feel this kind of anointing, there's healing that needs to take place. There's healing because God is a comforter, and he's come to comfort some people. They're going through some trouble. They're going through some difficulty. They're going through some problems, but God is coming to comfort you at this time. He's bringing the warmth of his Spirit. Spirit. And usually, once again, that warmth is the healing presence of God. So is there anybody out there that needs a healing, Father, we thank you. For by your stripes they are healed. We release the healing anointing now flowing through these phone lines into their home, into their heart, into their body. We rebuke the pain. We bind the pain in Jesus' name, and we loose the healing anointing. The healing anointing that brings life, we loose it now for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God. Thank you for your love, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The first thing that we want to deal with is the topic, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let's go to Psalms 107, verse 2 and 3. Let's start there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So it does matter what you say. It does matter what you say. It's important what you say because the power of life and death is in the tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And what that means is that you have to be careful of the words you use because whatever you're speaking is what you're going to bring or release in your life. Whether you're blessing yourself with your words or if you're condemning with your words, whatever you're saying about your life and your circumstance and your situation is what you're going to bring into your life. If you say, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that, and the word of God tells you to do it, then you're being disobedient. You're speaking disobedience in your own life. If the word of God tells you to do something, and you say you're not going to do it, or you don't feel like you need to do this, or you don't feel like you need to do that, you're speaking disobedience into your own life. And when you're speaking disobedience against the word of God, then you are actually rebelling against God. So it is, that's why he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What are they saying? They're saying, I agree with God's word, and I am willing to do it. That's the redeemed. Because if you're not redeemed, you're not going to agree with God's word. And being redeemed means that you have been bought and you have been paid for with a price and you're not your own. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to Jesus. He was the one at the cross on Calvary at Golgotha's Hill, glory to God, just outside of Jerusalem, that paid the price and suffered, bled and died and took the beating at the whipping post for you. He didn't have to do it, but in that Garden of Gethsemane, he humbled himself and prayed three times and said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. So he went to the cross for you. He suffered for you. He bled and he died for you. You couldn't do what he did. You couldn't pay that price. You couldn't take that beating and live, but he did. And then on top of that, he was nailed to the cross. Glory to God. And they put the crown of thorns on his head. And blood came rushing out of his head, his skull. They beat him beyond recognition. He paid the price for your redemption, for you to have salvation, and for you to have eternal life. And so for you to say that I am not going to do what God requests, requires, commands, demands for me to do, you're setting yourself in disagreement or in rebellion or as an enemy against God. Anything in the word of God that you disagree with, that you say, I will not do this or I won't do that, you have set yourself in disobedience to God. And disobedience is a curse. We know that in the book of Deuteronomy. There are 14 verses that talk about the blessing, and then there's about a double, 28 verses that talk about the curses. So you don't want to speak against the word of God. You want to speak in agreement with the word of God. Whatever God says, you have to set yourself in agreement with it. I don't care what the circumstance is. I don't care what you've experienced or gone through or have been through. God is calling us, the redeemed, to say so. What are we saying? We're saying, Father, in Jesus' name, I am in agreement with your word. I am in agreement with what you say. I am not only in agreement with it, but I am willing to do it. I'm no longer looking at myself nor my circumstance. I'm looking at you, Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I am fully willing to submit my will to do your will.
I don't care how painful it seems, but if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's Isaiah 1 and 19. Glory to God. And so God can, he can heal the wounds. He can heal the pain. He can heal the hurt. He can even remove the disobedience out of the heart. He can remove the struggle that you're having in your flesh. And really, to be honest with you, the struggle in your flesh is you wanting to hold on to something that God is trying to get you to let go of. That's the real struggle. The battle is the war against the flesh and the spirit. But God is calling you to say, I am the redeemed of the Lord, and I am saying so. How am I saying that I am redeemed? Because I am setting myself in agreement to speak what Jesus said, or what the Word of God declares over my life, or what the Word of God instructs me to do. If God, anywhere in the Word, you see something that God is instructing or teaching you to do, you immediately have to say so. You're not just saying that you're saved, and that's it, but being saved is agreeing with every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You have to set yourself in agreement with God and speak what he speaks, and not just speak it, but then you have to do it. That's the redeemed. These are the people who are redeemed, and this will destroy the spirit of disobedience that tries to come up on all of us, including myself, have to fight against the spirit of disobedience to try to not do things our way, but to submit our will to the will of God and to do things his way. That's what it means to be redeemed, because you've been bought and you've been paid for with a price. You're not your own. You cannot do what you want to do. That's why Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, let's go over there and then we'll come back to Psalms 107, 2, and 3. Proverbs 3, most of you know that by heart. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. When you're the redeemed of the Lord, you're going to say what he says. You're going to do what his word tells you to do, because you're trusting in him, and you're not trusting in your own self, in your own abilities, in your fears, in your apprehensions, in your doubts. You're not trusting in those things. You're trusting in the Lord with not half of your heart, but with all of your heart. And God can be trusted. His reputation is trustworthy. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. But in order to destroy disobedience, you have to do things his way and not your own. You can't lean to your own understanding. You'll get off track. You'll get into the wrong spirit. You'll begin to have the wrong understanding about God's word. You'll be in error. Your spirit will get messed up, because the devil will then come in when you don't set yourself in agreement with God's word by saying what he says and then doing what he says to do. That's how people get off. That's how their spirit gets off. They stop agreeing with the word of God, and they start coming up with their own ideas and their own understanding and their own points of view. Well, I look at it this way. Well, that's your problem. You can't look at it your way or anybody else's way. There's one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can go to the Father but through me. You can't get to the Father on your own. You can't do it your way. You can't even try it your way. You have to trust him first, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, not after you've tried it your way. Trust him with all of your heart. When all of your heart is in it, the fear of the Lord will then enter your heart and your spirit, and you will reverence God. You will honor him. You will talk to him about every decision you make. And whatever he says, That's what you will do. And you will know it's God because it will line up with his holy word. And if you find yourself today in any area of your life and you're not obeying any area of the word of God, you need to repent, because that's a part of being redeemed. When you're off and when you make a mistake, you have to repent to get back on track. And if you're too stubborn to repent and fix the problem, then you'll be off. And you're not the redeemed of the Lord. But you've now changed sides. You've become an enemy of God. So you don't want to become an enemy of God and serve Satan. You want to be the redeemed of the Lord. And you have to say so. How do you say so? You have to say what God says. You have to agree with him and do what he instructs you to do. In Proverbs 3 and 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in verse 6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God is not a liar. If he says, if you acknowledge me before you do anything, if you talk to me before you do anything, I will show you the best path to take for your life. God is not a liar. If you're doing this, the redeemed of the Lord, they will say so. What are they going to say? They're going to say, God, I'm acknowledging you like your word says. I'm acknowledging you. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I have been bought and I have been paid for with a price. I am acknowledging you in all of my ways because I don't know the best decision to make, but you do. So I'm acknowledging you so that you can direct me on the best path to take concerning this decision or this choice or this circumstance or if this person is my friend or if this person is not my friend, because I don't know. So I'm acknowledging you so that you can direct me. But then when you go and make your own decisions first and then there's trouble, then you run back to God. Well, he doesn't have to help you. He might. But he doesn't have to, because you didn't do what the redeemed are commanded to do, is to acknowledge him. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They're saying what Jesus said. They're saying what God said. That's what he means. He's not saying run around and say you're a Christian when you're not living it. That's being a liar. That's not telling the truth. He wants you to say his words. That's the only way it's going to affect anybody. Your words are not going to help anybody. His words and his words alone are going to help not only your life, but someone else's. And then when people see you living the word of God, not just saying it, but living it, then it will have an effect on them. Because that's the purpose. That's called being a witness. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, not just with their words, but with their lifestyle. Once again, that's the only way to destroy the spirit of disobedience, which some of you obviously have stepped into, whether it's on purpose or by error. This is the day to fix it by becoming the redeemed of the Lord, by repenting for your sins, by not acknowledging him in all of your ways. You can begin again and start today to acknowledge him in all of your ways, and now he can direct your path. If you're off course, if you've gotten off track, if you've gotten the wrong spirit, and if you haven't been saying what Jesus is saying, the wrong spirit has come in, and you may not even be aware of it. So the way that you can make sure that you have the right spirit, the right attitude, the right heart, you're saying what the redeemed say. It's the words of God. It's what Jesus said. And not all only are you saying it, but you're doing it. And that's how you know you're a child of God. It's because you keep his word. You don't just hear it. You don't just quote it, but you do what it says. And that's the evidence that you're actually redeemed. My God from heaven, give God the glory. I feel the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, because this is really the Holy Spirit talking to you through me. I've yielded myself to the Holy Spirit so that he can talk to his children and tell them what he wants them to know. Why? So that they can be blessed. So they can move into the realm that they've been praying about. But God wants to get things right first in our lives before he begins to rain the blessings on us. And what are the blessings? The true blessing is that you obey God. That's the true blessing. Now, the devil can give you money. I'll be honest with you, because he offered Jesus all kind of stuff in the wilderness, in the temptation of the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. He said, if you're really the Son of God, turn the stone into bread, okay? And then in the next verse, we see the devil saying, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of the kingdoms of the earth, you see? And then Jesus, of course, responded and said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, how do you worship God? You obey him. The highest form of worship is not bowing on your knees and crying, Lord, I love you. It's obedience. Obedience to God's every word. Not some of it, not half of it, not a third of it, but obeying every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's the highest form of worship. What good is it going to do a person? You go to church or you're in your home and you got worship music on and you're crying. The presence of God comes in there and you're not obeying the word. That's not true worship. That's false worship. Because you're caught up in the emotion of worship, but then when it comes to obeying God's word, that's true worship. That's true worship, because obedience is the highest form of worship. You see? So that's what the redeemed are. They are true worshipers, and that's what the word of God says in St. John chapter 4. He said, let's go over there for a minute. Let's look at that. Let's go to St. John chapter 4. I want to show you something. St. John chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. This is what God is looking for. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. I believe it's verse 20. Yes, it's 23. Yeah, look at 23 and 24. My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. When you have that, say amen. I can't hear you, but I agree. Amen. This is what it says. It says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, see, true worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Now, God is saying, this is what I'm really looking for. I'm looking for true worshipers, and true worshipers are the people who are not only going to get on their knees or get on their face and cry and pray in tongues and all of those things and anoint their head with oil. I mean, those are good things, but that's not true worship. That's worship, but that's not true worship. True worship is when you have made your life a dedication to Jesus to live every moment of your life according to the word of God. It's a choice. It's not to live like the world and try to duplicate or imitate anything that has to do with the world. It has everything to do with you making a decision to obey God concerning every word that proceeds out of his mouth. That's true worship. That's true worship, because then you're glorifying God in your life, because you're making a commitment. It's like being married. You know, you are not with your wife, but when you're away from her or you're away from your husband, you conduct yourself as though you're married. See, that's the highest form of honor in a marriage is that your behavior is just like it would be if she or he were there. God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So he's always there. You just can't see him. But are you conducting yourself according to the word of God when you're in church and when you're alone or with other friends or even people that you know that are not saved? Are you fluctuating?
Uh-huh.
Are you having a little wine when you know, they drink wine, so you do it. Maybe they drink alcohol, and so you're with them, you do it. Maybe they curse, and you do it. Is that letting the redeemed of the Lord say so? It's not just your words, but it's your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to submit to leadership? Are you willing to be under a pastor? Are you willing to be under in a church, in a ministry, and not just go there and sit, but to work, to be an usher, to be in the choir, to be a deacon, to serve the Lord? Serving the Lord is in his house, the house of the Lord. That's true service. And some of you come and preach on this program here, but if you're not connected to a church, you're out of order. That's not the word of God. You have to still obey the word of God, even though you're connected to this radio program. This is not a church. This is a radio program where people talk about the word of God. But it's not a ministry. It's not a church. It's not where people... Evangelist Bernard is not a pastor. She can't watch over your soul. So some of us, some of the people that are listening, you have to make a decision and get connected to a local church where you can tithe and be a blessing to people and be a Sunday school teacher or whatever it is God is calling you to do. You have to get connected and submitted in a local church. Why? Because the Bible tells you this is what you have to do. And so if you're going to be the redeemed of the Lord, you have to obey what he says. Not some of it, but all of it. That's how you prove that I'm a child or I have been bought and paid for with a price. Now, the rest of the word redeemed also means to be delivered. Delivered means to be set free from bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Set free from all bondage. Mm-hmm. Let me go back and finish reading St. John 24. St. John 4, verse 24. I read 23. I want to complete and read verse 24. I'll read 23 again just in case someone just came on and didn't hear it. Okay, here it is. St. John 4, 23. But the hour cometh, and now is. God is saying now this is the time to begin to get these things in order, to begin to get these things set up, to begin to get your life lined up with the word of God. Now is the time when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. In other words, he's looking for people to obey every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's the highest form of worship, true obedience. That's true worship. Okay, 24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And there he's talking about the Holy Spirit and the truth, which is the word of God.
Huh?
The truth is the word of God. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. So God is simply saying to us, he's instructing us, the highest form of worship is obedience. So that's true worship. That's true worship. You can go to a church and lift your hands in the air, but what are you going to do after that? Are you going to live your life according to the word of God? And do you have the Holy Spirit? Because you cannot, to be honest with you now, there are a lot of people that have a little issue with this. There are a lot of people, and I don't know why. I think it's rebellious personally, but I think a lot of people have problems with understanding who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is God. They're not divided. They're not three separate people. It's one person with three offices. The Father is an office. The Son is an office. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Okay. It's one Spirit. It's not three different spirits. It's one Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Okay. He comes to manifest himself in three different ways. When people say, Well, I don't speak in tongues. Well, is it in the Bible? Well, if it's in the Bible, and if it's in the New Testament, and it's after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and these are gifts that he talks about that are in the church, and these are evidences. This is the evidence that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is dwelling within you. If this is what the Word of God says, then that's it. And how can a person argue with the Word of God? How can you be a redeemed person and say, well, I have a problem believing that? Well, this kind of person that thinks this way, then are they really redeemed? If they are not willing to submit to the Word of God and obey all of it, not some of it, not the parts they want, all of it. I met pastors who have told me they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, I approached them directly and under the anointing. I said, hey, look, do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And they said, no. Do you speak in an unknown tongue? And they said, no. And I said, sir, the Holy Spirit is not in there. You may know how to talk. You may know how to share the word. You may know how, because you can learn that. But the Holy Spirit is not there, which means you don't have any power over the devil. This kind of person that's teaching the Word of God that does not have the true Holy Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, they do not have any authority over Satan, and the devil knows it. You cannot cast out a devil. You cannot bind the devil because you don't have the authority. The authority is in the name of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. That's why you don't see a lot of casting out of devils in the church. But the people have devils in them. It's obvious. When you go in some churches, it's clear. You can see it. But they don't have the power to do it. If the Holy Ghost is not there, you do not have power over Satan. Period. You might be able to teach some things and say some things, and people might, you know, believe it. You might convince some people. But the people who are truly redeemed of the Lord, they know the difference between those that have the real, true Holy Spirit versus those who are just talking. And it's a lot of people out there who are in the pulpits who don't have the true Holy Spirit of God. They're just talking, and they're acting, and they're trying to act like a preacher. But they don't have the Holy Spirit. And people are jumping up and down and doing all kinds of things, but that person cannot cast devils out. They'll make you run, and they'll play the music, and you'll jump and shout, but there'll be no true deliverance, because true deliverance comes from the Holy Spirit. And it's by what? Taking authority over any demon or any spirit that's not of God. So God gives you the authority to break the power of Satan who's attacking your life. And we do have an enemy. We do have an adversary. And you need people in the pulpit or who's teaching the Word of God that have the true Spirit of God. And people who are teaching the Word of God and who do not have the true Holy Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, that's just the first part of it. Speaking in an unknown tongue is just step one. That's only step one. But there are many other steps that the person has to receive in their life in order to have authority over the devil. I hear people praying for people, but they don't have the ability to cast the devil out. Nothing happens because this is a true story. There have been people who have prayed for a person, and they have made a lot of noise. They have yelled and screamed and spit and all kind of stuff, and it looks like, you know, they did something. But I could see that devil never came out because they never took authority over the devil. And then later, I would pray for the same person, and the person was still bound. And then the Holy Spirit would have me to take authority over that spirit, the devil, the unclean spirit, a demonic spirit, cast it out in Jesus' name, and then that person was free. Now, I'm not saying that I'm anyone special. The only thing I am saying is that we need people who are truthfully filled with the real Holy Spirit that can take authority over unclean spirits, foul spirits, all kinds of spirits that are not of God. You have to have that authority, and only the redeemed have that. Only the redeemed of the Lord have that. That's why they can say what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." How do they accomplish this? It's because of the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost does rest upon the truly redeemed of the Lord. There's one anointing, okay? There's one Holy Spirit. You're either anointed or you're not, okay? The truth, it's the Word of God. The anointing is described in Isaiah 10:27, and it's also described in Luke 4:18. Now, we're talking about the redeemed. We're talking about those who have been bought and paid for with a price. This is what it says in Isaiah 10:27. Let's turn there. I'm going to hit a couple of other scriptures, and then I'm going to conclude this message. I just hope I'm saying what the Holy Spirit wants me to say, because this is His message, and this is His work, and this is His ministry for the glory of God, in Jesus' name. Let's go to Isaiah 10:27. Then we're going to go to Luke 4:18. Okay, Isaiah 10:27. Now, we're looking at the description of the anointing. Now, it has to be consistent. It has to be consistent, because this is the Word of God. And the redeemed of the Lord say what the Word says, and the Word has to be consistent, okay? Isaiah 10:27, this is what it says. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. I bless you. 10:27. It says here, and it is written, it shall come to pass. Put you on speaker. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Okay. God is saying that it shall come to pass because of the anointing. Who are the redeemed? Because God anoints his redeemed people. That's part of the contract. That's part of the covenant. When you have been bought and paid for with a price, this kind of anointing is on your life. This is the evidence that you've been paid for by Jesus Christ. My God from heaven. The evidence that you have been paid for by Jesus is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit removes burdens and destroys every yoke of bondage. That's how you know the person is truly redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, because they have the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Not another spirit, but the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. One, not two. There's only one Holy Spirit. There's one anointing. The anointing comes to destroy the yoke. I've told you, it's in the Word of God. Let's go to Luke 4:18. Let's see it. Let's see what the Word of God has to say about it. Luke 4:18. My God from heaven. When the anointing comes, every devil has to go. That's the evidence that the anointing is there. Who has the anointing? The truly redeemed of the Lord. Why are they redeemed? Because they have been bought and paid for with a price. And that price was the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary to pay for your and my sins. Glory to God. Luke 4:18, this is what it says. It is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." That's the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is the anointing. "Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." And that's spiritually poor. That's a spiritual condition. It's not talking about money. That's a spiritual condition. Preaching the gospel to the spiritually poor, those who are in need of salvation.
those who need to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's part of the anointing, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. That's part of the anointing. Deliverance will take place. And recovering of sight to the blind. That's both natural and spiritual recovery of sight, to be able to see spiritually and naturally, okay? Amen. To set at liberty them that are bruised, those who have been wounded in the church. The anointing comes to heal their bruise or their heart or their hurts or their pains or their rejection or their fears or their doubts, whatever it is. The anointing comes to take care of it. Thank you, Jesus. And then verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
The acceptable year of the Lord is the Jubilee. The Jubilee is that you've been set free. The Jubilee is you rejoice now because the anointing has come to set you free from all manner of sin, all manner of sickness, and all manner of bondage. That's the true anointing. The true anointing. That when the anointing comes, every yoke is destroyed and every burden is removed. Every one of them. Not some of them, every single one of them. There's a song that says, when Jesus comes, all of Satan's power is broken. When Jesus comes, he will wipe all your tears away. He'll take your gloom and turn it into gladness. Yes, all is changed. Yes, all is changed when Jesus comes your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes, all of Satan's power is broken. Not some of it, all of it. Jesus never had a case where he said, well, I can't cast him out today. I'll come back next week. No, he didn't have that, because the anointing destroys every yoke. So what God is simply saying to us today, ladies and gentlemen, glory to God, brothers and sisters, those who are redeemed of the Lord, he is simply saying to us, if you are redeemed of the Lord, you will say what he says. You will do what he does. He will lift your burden. He will destroy the yoke. He will remove the difficulty and the pain. He will give you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Your responsibility is that you have to acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. He doesn't want you to be wise in your own eyes. He wants you to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now let's go back to Psalms 107, verse 2 and 3, and then I'll conclude. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. My God from heaven, thank you, Jesus. Psalms 107, verse 2 and 3. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You see that? Whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Those who are redeemed of the Lord have been set free, have been delivered from the hand of Satan. My God from heaven. There's no bondage in their life. There's no bondage because Jesus has redeemed them. He has delivered them. He has set them free from the hand of the enemy. This is biblical evidence. I'm telling you. Verse 3. And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west
and from the north and from the south.
And what does he do when he brings you out of the hand of the enemy? He brings you to the place where he desires you to be. He brings you to the place of a peaceful habitation where the confusion ceases, where it stops. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So if there's confusion coming, it's not from God. It's from the enemy. All you have to do is cry out the name of Jesus, and he will set you free. He will deliver you. He will make you whole. That's his promise. That's his word. I'm going to read a few more scriptures because I have a couple of minutes. I want to hit these few scriptures in Psalms 106, starting in verse 8.
Hallelujah. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Verse 10. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. There it is again. Verse 11. And the waters covered their enemies. He will destroy your enemies because he's faithful. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang praises. When God delivers you, you begin to sing praises unto him because of the mighty works that he has done. Verse 13. But they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel.
The most difficult thing and the most neglectful thing to do for a person is that when God delivers you, you do not wait in his presence for his counsel or his instructions. You run ahead of him and you try to make things happen on your own. And you cannot do that because you're going to run into trouble. They waited not for his counsel. Trouble comes when we do not wait for the counsel or the instructions of the Lord. If God didn't give you an instruction, don't do it. If God didn't tell you to do it, don't do it. Why? Because the redeemed listen to the voice of the Lord, and they only do what he tells them to do, because that's your father, and you're his child, and you're obedient to him. And because you're obedient to him, you wait to hear what he has to say, and then you simply carry out his instructions. You see? Glory to God. Verse 14. But they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. When you're in a waiting place, it's considered a wilderness because you have to wait for God's instructions, and you have to wait for God to tell you what to do. But the devil is going to come and try to tempt you with lust. And lust is not just a fornication or an adultery. It's not just a sexual sin. You could be lusting after a house, and it's not time to get a house. You could be lusting after a car, and maybe it's not time to get a car yet, or maybe it's not that one. You have to wait for God's instructions. You have to wait for his counsel, and he'll tell you what to do, because God never leads you down the wrong path, but you will. You will lead yourself down the wrong path. The Word of God says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We have to wait and be led, Spirit of the living God. Verse 15, my last verse. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. Now, God can give you what you ask for. One, it's going to cause you trouble. If it's not his will, it's going to cause you trouble, and there will be no anointing. There will be no anointing. There are many times I've touched cars. I said, oh, there's no anointing on it. I ain't touching it. There are many times that I've went into homes looking for a house and looking at the area, and I went to visit houses, and I went into the house. I said, Lord, I don't feel the anointing here. Lord, you didn't say nothing, so I'm not, you didn't say this is it. I'm not going to touch it. My name is not on it. If God doesn't touch it, I'm not going to touch it. When God touches it, the anointing is on it. That's how you know God has touched it, because he goes before you and he sends his spirit ahead of you to touch the thing that he has ordained for you. You can't do this on your own. The redeemed of the Lord, they listen to the voice of the Lord. Why? Because you're a sheep and you can't make a move until you hear the voice of your shepherd. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that the people on the other end of this line, that they have heard your word, and I pray that it has instructed them in righteousness, in obedience to you, which is the highest form of worship. And Father, I pray in the holy name of Jesus that your anointing of peace will rest upon this message. And those who are not in right standing with you spiritually, they do not have the born-again experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence, which is the first step of the evidence of the Holy Spirit, with speaking in an unknown tongue, that they would simply repent and say, Father, forgive me for my sin. Wash me in your holy blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Blot out my transgressions, and I ask you to save me and fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost so that I can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that I would be bought and paid for with a price, and that I would speak what you say, not what I say, but what you say. You call me blessed. You called me more than a conqueror. You called me the head and not the tail. You called me above only and not beneath. You have called me favored. You've called me a prince. You've called me a king. Father, I thank you that I say what you say, and I do what you do. Jesus himself said, I do nothing except I first see the Father doing it. That's our example. The redeemed of the Lord say so. They say what Jesus says. And they do what Jesus did without question. And they ask God's permission before they do anything. I mean anything. God, do you want me to go there? Do you want me to go to this grocery store or that one? Huh? Do you want me to go to Knob Hill Foods, or you want me to go to Safeway? You want me to go to Lucky's, or where do you want me to go? I want you to go to Knob Hill. Somebody I want you to talk to there. Okay, I'll go to Knob Hill Foods. You want me to go to Rayleigh's? You see? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. God said, go to Rayleigh's, so I'm going over to Rayleigh's now. Glory to God. Lord, that's way across town. 15-minute drive. God said, go. That's where I'm going. When I get there, somebody needs to be healed. You see? You do what God does. You say what he says. That's the redeemed of the Lord. Let them say so. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to pray for you. Come, and if the Lord gives me a word, I'll say it. Whatever the Lord says, that's what I'm going to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. That was a rhema word, but I'm going to be quiet and open the line so they can get all in. Apostle Johnson. Apostle Johnson? Okay, we'll come back.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Did you pray or did you have a comment? You have one prayer comment?
Hey, man, yes, I would like to say a comment.
Yeah,
hey,
go,
man,
ahead.
I just honor the Spirit of Christ that is on the line. I give honor to Evangelist Bernard. the speaker of the hour. Amen. Such a powerful, phenomenal word of teaching, something that needs to be done. We're so used to being hyped and hooped about things, but it's so good to be taught. And I just honor God for the gift in you and what God is continuing to do through your life to help lead others to Christ and to get more knowledge and understanding of who God is. And so I thank God the more for being a part of this on today and being able to hear these aspiring words from God. Amen, that God used you in on today. And amen, I just honor him the more because there is greater yet to come. Amen, and it gave me ability today to understand and hear from God the more on what he's saying in this hour. God bless you, man of God. Continue to go in with the grace and peace of God and let him continue to use you in this hour. Amen.
Hey, brother, I just want to say this to encourage you. I see you ministering, and I see you laying hands on people. I really believe God has given you the gift of healing and the laying on of hands because as you do what God instructs you to do, which is the highest form of worship, which is what we talked about, obedience, as you step into another level in that area, God is going to even increase the anointing on your life because there are people who do need to be delivered and there are people who do need to be set free. And we have to begin to minister to them by the laying on of hands. Glory to God. And as you're laying on of hands, I also see you waiting, slowing down. I'm going to say that again, slowing down to hear clearly the instruction of the Lord as you're ministering of exactly what he tells you to do with each and every person. Sometimes we look at the clock and we rush ministry. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes we rush ministry because we're looking at the clock. But God is saying, slow down, and as you slow down, you're going to hear his voice, and you're going to be able to clearly carry out the instructions that he gives you as you minister to God's people. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for that awesome word. Amen.
Glory to God, brother. I love you.
Because of what God has me doing in this hour, crusades in so many different cities and areas. Amen. And getting ready to come to Stockton on the 31st of July. And I just thank God because God is just letting me know the more of what the purpose is being. And he spoke toward me toward exactly what you said, man of God. And I just thank God for those words of wisdom and being able to be encouraged by what
thank
you said
Jesus.
In the Word today and what God has used you to say in orchestration of prophecy to my
yes.
life on today as well. God bless you.
Hey, Doc, I want you to leave your number with Evangelist Ruby, and I want to get in contact with you when you come to Stockton.
Amen. Amen.
I want to get in contact with you to talk to you and pray with you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You okay?
Brother Clarence.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, God bless you. Line is open. Is prayer or comment?
I just got a question.
Go ahead.
Now, he was saying something about our calling or something like that. And
yes,
and
sir.
My question was, it was like, it's not that I'm running from my calling or nothing. I don't know what to do, and I don't see myself doing it because I've stood a lot of times. I get nervous from a lot of people's and. I don't know how I would be able to do it. It's
okay. Let me ask you something, my friend. I sense by the Holy Ghost right now, in Jesus' name, that you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay. I already know that by the Holy Ghost. That's my job. Okay, and I'm not saying that to put you down or anything negative. I'm saying that only because I know that that's the step you have to take. I know you're concerned about the call. But that's not first. The first thing is to get in there and get your heart surrendered to the Holy Spirit so that, my friend, the Holy Spirit can fall in love with you and you can fall in love with him. Ministry is not the first call. The first call is for all of us to fall in love with Jesus Christ. You understand? You're not going to go to a woman and talk to her about marriage until you have first fallen in love with her. You understand?
Yeah.
So you're putting ministry before the most important thing, which is love. You have to first, my friend and my brother, first you have to fall in love with Jesus. You have to fall in love with the Holy Spirit. Spend time getting to know him. Spend time in his word. Talk to him about everything in your life. Ask him questions. He will tell you. He will show you the answers in his word. But you have to get alone, even if you have to do it at 3 in the morning. Be alone and talk to him and read the word and spend time with him. And as you fall in love with him, he will begin to teach you his way. And as he teaches you his way, my friend, it's the most beautiful marriage that you can ever have. You understand?
Yes, sir, I understand. But this was my question. Was it still a sin? Was it still a sin? That was my question.
What is a sin?
That I'm not running and stuff, and it's not that I'm not trying to do his will or nothing. Just, I wasn't for sure about it.
Well, no, it's my friend, the sin is not obeying God. That's the sin. And so as a servant of the Lord and as a man of God, I'm simply encouraging you, this is your first step. Your first step is to fall in love with Jesus. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I surrender.
I surrender.
My all.
My all.
To you.
To you.
Teach me.
Teach me.
How to fall in love with you.
Teach me how to fall in love with you.
Teach me how to get to know you.
Teach me how to get to know you.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Satan, I don't belong to you.
Satan, I don't belong to you.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Now, Jesus, take over my life.
Now, Jesus, take over my life.
And I will obey you.
And I will take over my life. I will obey you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, brother.
We have quite a few on, and I was going to Sister Renita. She moved up to, if you have a prayer request, you can move up to, I guess it's number one on here, and then I'll see it come on, and then I'll go to you directly. So I'm going to go to Renita, rest of y'all, Sister Sherry, Sister Albertine, everybody, Sister Priest, we're coming to you. Just please be patient, and if you want a prayer request, just hit that button, and I'll go to you first, because everybody understands that when the Lord wants you to get prayer and prophet, David ordered, it's fine. Sister Renita.
Yes, hello, how are you?
God bless you.
I have not been on all week, but all week long, I have, every time I read something or see something, I read the word redeemed. You're the redeemed of God. You're the redeemed of God. And when I could finally get on, that's what you preached about. I thank you for that word. That word was powerful, and I will be going back in the archives to listen to it again.
Well, you know what he's saying to you, Sister Renita? Huh?
Yes.
You know what he's saying to you?
Yes.
I'll tell you. He's saying to you that he wants you to go and get other souls so that they can be redeemed. Wherever you go, the grocery store, the cleaners, wherever you go during your routine, wherever you go during your day, whatever it is, he wants you to go and get those souls and to let them know that they too can be redeemed. And they have been bought and paid for with a price.
Okay.
And they can be redeemed with no money. It don't cost them anything. All they have to do is say yes to the Lord.
Well, I have been doing that I have been doing that. And also, my pastor's finna put me in training to be an evangelist.
That's what I heard on your voice. I heard it.
Did
and that's what we talked about. Evangelism is winning souls for the kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what evangelism is.
Yeah.
And so as your pastor is going to put you in that training, God is training you. He's training you to go and let them know that they have been redeemed because he has already bought and paid for them. All they have to do is accept it.
Amen.
That's all they have to do. The bill has been paid. And all they have to do is say, you know, I accept what Jesus did for me on the cross. I accept what he has paid for with his blood. I accept it. You see?
And that's what I've been doing.
Well, then this is a confirmation
God is
then.
Good. God is good. God
this
is
a confirmation.
And yes. I also need prayer from me and my husband. That's it.
What would you like the Lord to do?
Loosen some things on my husband.
Okay. Heal the marriage.
And he's bound up with a lot of stuff, and he needs to be loose.
Will he allow you to pray for him?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pray for him, but I want you to get some anointed oil tonight and say, honey, I'm going to pray for you now. I'm going to put this blessed oil on you. In Jesus' name, and I love you, so I want you to get some blessed oil. Lift it up to heaven and say, honey, now I'm going to pray for you in Jesus' name. But I'm going to ask God to do it for you now, and I just want you to do it because there's nothing like a wife praying for the husband. Amen?
Amen.
What's your husband's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Alexander Smith.
Alex, okay. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we take authority over every demonic spirit and every unclean spirit, every foul spirit, every spirit of bondage, every demonic spirit that has come into this marriage, even through a open door. Father, we bind the works of Satan. We break his authority. We cancel his assignment. We cancel his schemes. And we cancel his plots and his plans against your righteous. Father, we thank you for the bloodline now that is drawn around this house and this family for the glory of God, for protection in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We cast you out of this home. We cast you out of Alex. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. We take, as it were, the position of an intercessor, which means we stand in his place now, coming through the blood of Jesus into the throne room of the kingdom of God to extract any agreement that was made with Satan and Alex. We cancel the contract in the name of Jesus. For the redeemed of the Lord say so. We come in agreement that he will now turn his heart towards the Lord and follow Jesus because the contract with Satan has been canceled legally because we've taken authority over you, Satan, according to the word of God. And whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So Alex is loosed according to the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
That's powerful there.
That's some legal
stuff there, because you know when you're dealing with the devil, he's a lawyer, so you have to legally deal with him according to the word of
Amen.
The law.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. All right.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Sister Sherry, I guess I'm pronouncing it right. You've been on for a while. You stayed on the whole time. Sister Sherry.
Sherelle.
I got it right. Sherelle.
Praise God. The message was awesome. It was confirmation for me. It was like last night I was on Apostle Johnson's line, and he spoke of surrendering to the Lord. Lord, I surrender all. And it had me reevaluating, have I surrendered all to God? And I had to do some examination. So when I woke up this morning, about 5 o'clock, I was listening to this message, and they spoke of the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 16, where she was talking, the bride was talking about the north winds, which was the difficulties, the south winds, which was pleasant, and we have to accept both of them. You know, when she was talking about surrendering all to him, her heart, you know, being the garden and turning the life over to Jesus so that we can, so when people see us, they can see Jesus. We can smell it, we smell of Jesus. And then, you know, when she talks about, when in Psalms 5, when he spoke about how Jesus loved one, how we were brought by Jesus, by his blood, we were brought. We're not, we don't, like you said, we don't belong to us. We belong to God. We belong to God. And when we get maturity, we know that we exist for him. We don't exist for ourselves no more. And she was talking about surrendering all to him. And then the message today was the redemption, being disobedient. When we're told to do something and we know we're doing things according to how we feel or whatever. So it was a message confirmed to, I have to start listening more, being more obedient to the word of God when I know
that's
that
right.
He's telling me. So reading and lining up with the messages and studying my words, meditating, studying the scriptures, you know, acknowledging him before I do and say anything.
That's right.
I have to study more and learn more to hear his voice and be obedient, because I can't, I'm asking, I'm saying that I surrender all, but I'm not surrendering all, so I'm learning.
Sister, I don't mean to cut you off. Sister, I don't mean to cut you off, but I really sense very strongly that the Holy Spirit wants to heal you. There's some things in your heart and in your emotions that Jesus wants to heal you of. There's no condemnation for you. I just want to encourage you in that area. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ. You just may be in a process of growth and development that the Lord is taking you through, and you're coming into a process of maturity, and it's just happening at a very slow pace. God is taking you at a pace that he wants you to go at, but I'm going to pray that there's a healing and there's a release in your life. That's what I sense by the Holy Spirit. May I pray for you?
Yes, you can.
Father in heaven,
yes.
in agreement with my dear sister, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Father, I pray for a healing in her emotions, any wounds, any scars. Father, I release the anointing of healing in her heart right now. For the glory of God. I uproot the pain. I uproot it now. I rebuke it. It leaves your body. It leaves you. It leaves you now. It goes because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release you to walk in peace. I release you to walk in confidence. I release you to obey the word of God. And I release you because who the Son sets free is free indeed. There shall be no more condemnation, but there shall be peace. The peace of God, the peace
thank
of God
you.
That surpasses all understanding. I release it in your life and in your
thank
spirit,
you.
Even right now, and in your mind, that it's no more troubled. Your mind
thank
is
you.
No more troubled. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Thank
Jesus
you, Lord.
Name.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
How do you feel, sister?
I'm happy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can tell you sound different. I can tell.
I thank God. I think, you know, it feel like, you know, when we ask him to order our steps, I feel like, you know, people are really pigeon-toed, you know, are coming out that pigeon-toedness and little, like you said, slowly into where my steps will be straight. I thank you. I thank God.
Thank Jesus and everything is fine. All is well. Don't look back. Just look forward, okay?
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, Sister Albertine, I'm coming to you in just 1 minute. Sister Priest.
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you. God
okay,
bless.
God bless you. I am so excited that I received this word today. I would like to tell Prophet thank you for last week when he was on and I had issues with letting people go. He said, no, there's not an issue. Say it's easy. I did. I didn't give any explanation. I let them go. I've been feeling so much better, And since I did that, I have been receiving an overwhelming amount of love from people out woodwork. Starting the same day and daily, people I have not heard from been reaching out, loving on me. And
wow.
it doesn't even allow me to hurt over the ones I let go.
Wow.
And I just wait. And I've been in daily restoration in relationships that were broken. And,
yes.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. And my prayer request, and my husband.
Got the job.
Came home and was like, babe, so happy, and he had tears on his eyes, and he said, I'm happy, you happy. And
wow.
He gave a testimony at church and
wow.
prayed, and he's just coming out that bubble. So I do have a request that a mantle of Jesus just rests real heavenly on our house, and that our house is a house of praise, and that
yes.
me and my husband relationship grow in God. And I haven't
yes.
been beating him up about the word and what he needs to do and what he needs to do. I
yes.
laid off, like you said. You told me I was in the Holy Spirit way, and I backed up. And now
yeah.
he's, like, sitting to me when I be on the lines and giving feedback and, like, standing
wow.
behind me, saying nothing,
thank
listening.
You, Jesus.
And
thank
I just
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for that. And so my prayer request is for us in whole in our walk with Christ, because I do see it manifesting. Thank you.
Let me just give you this one instruction before I pray. May I do that?
Yes.
Are you guys fasting at least once, or just maybe once a week, you and your husband?
No.
Okay, let me
I
ask
fast
you.
Daily.
Well,
but
I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask that you approach him humbly, but pray before you approach him now, and
okay.
ask, honey, do you think it will be okay if just one day a week we fast at maybe 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, whatever it is, something like that, just to break anything. In the spirit, when you come in agreement with fasting, there's power in agreement, especially when you're fasting as husband and wife. And God will honor that. So you pray, ask God how to approach him, be very humble, and ask the Lord Jesus to touch his heart and, approach him about fasting half a day, maybe 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I don't know, but God will give you the time, and then you'll begin to see the home anointed heavily because
ooh.
When you come together, oh, Shabbat, Korosa, Tarabaha, Ikovosata. My God from heaven. Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
That's the Holy Ghost. Yes. So that's what's going to do it. That's what's going to do it. My God, I felt that myself. Thank you, Jesus.
For confirmation.
Huh?
I felt the confirmation. Something leaked.
Yeah, That's power, yeah, I tell you. That's Jesus. Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, I give you the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Call it done in Jesus' name. Call it done.
Oh, my God. Yes, Lord.
My God, I love the anointing, I tell you. I love the anointing.
I'm so sedated.
See, but you're ready to receive it, so that's so important. You have to be ready to receive because it's difficult if you're not really ready to receive. I tell you, anybody that comes on this line right now because the anointing is flowing so strongly, if they're ready to receive, they'll receive their miracle. I'm telling you, it's here. The Holy Spirit is here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Thanks for staying on. Our pieces of team must have had to get off the line. We have two more. Chad, Brother Chad, I'm going to come to you in a minute, but we have another unknown number that I don't know. I'm coming to you now. 201-661. Okay, 201-6617. Okay. Come back when you okay, we're going to Brother Chad.
Hi, I have enjoyed the word of today, and God is using me today. I am blessed to be worthy. in His name. I don't know some of these people that's on the line. But man of God, keep on doing what you are doing. Keep on giving the word, and I am glad that you gave the word today. God bless you, and God keep you. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend and my brother. And now, Brother Chad, how old are you?
12.
Do you still play on swings and stuff and run in the sandbox like I did when I was 12?
No, not no more.
Why not?
Well, I'm not older, so I just don't do it no more.
You have a bicycle?
Yes, sir.
Do you ride your bicycle?
Sometimes.
Well, I want you to start having some fun. Now, you know, you when you get older, you can do all of this kind of stuff that we're doing. But,
yes, sir. But
I want you to start having some fun. I want you to ride your bike.
Yes, sir.
I want you to play and go to the park and, you know, play on the swings. And I
yes,
want
sir.
You to
yes,
have,
sir.
I want you to enjoy your childhood. Jesus wants you to enjoy it because there's a time for everything under the sun.
Yes, sir.
So you enjoy yourself while you're young like that, while you're still a child. Enjoy it. Ride the bicycle, play, and, you know,
swing on
the swings.
And yes, sir.
If you learn how to swim, that's good exercise, too. And it's fun
yes,
when
sir.
It's hot. So I just want to encourage you in that area. While you're young like that, have some fun. Enjoy being a child. You don't have no responsibilities.
Yes.
You could play. This is a time in your life that God has allowed you to enjoy that part of your life.
Yes, sir. Mm. Oh,
amen?
Yes.
Enjoy your, don't pass that over. Enjoy your life as a young child. Enjoy that.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. God bless you. That's kind of good. I like that. Playing is good. You gotta do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Chad, you finished?
Yes.
Okay, then, God, thanks for tuning in, and we love hearing from you.
Okay.
God, please. You finished, Prophet Michael, giving him instructions?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to try to get this one again. It was a lot of static. 201-661-0. Static. So God bless you for calling in, and we really appreciate it. You know, we're here Monday through Friday. This is New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. And you're welcome to tune in. We're at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and we thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, we're going to go to Dawn, if she can say anything. Sister Dawn? Okay, she's not able to say anything. So we got everybody. Sister Albertine probably had to drop off of some business, but anyway. That was it, Prophet Michael Davis. I just wanted all the people to get in, whatever the Lord. Oh, here she is. Okay, I'm going to hit her back, Prophet Davis. I done talked her back up on the line. Sister Albertine, I done talked you back on the line. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I had to drop off for a quick second. I just give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior today. I just want to give honor to Evangelist Bernard, Prophet Michael Davis, Sister Ruby, all the callers. That word was very, very encouraging. It explained a few things about the redeemed and a different aspect. It gave me a more deeper understanding about being redeemed. And it was very encouraging, very enlightening, and very educational. I thank you for that word today. Very powerful, and it's always good to hear you on. And I will go back and study those scriptures. And thank you so much again for that word on today. Very enriching and very enlightening.
I think Jesus put the professor hat on me today. He gave me the professor's teaching anointing today.
Yes.
Because I was very studious, you know, in my approach. And like the other preacher said that came on the line, that we need to be taught and slow down, because the people of God need to be instructed on how to do this thing. And that's the most important thing. How do I, you know, when you're doing hair, you give them instruction. Now, look, you got to shampoo your hair every week, but don't use nothing that have a lot of detergents in it. You know, you give them instructions.
Right.
If they don't follow the instruction, the work that you're doing on their hair is going to be hindered, and they're going to begin to have difficulty, trouble, split ends, itchy scalp, flaking, dandruff, whatever it is. If they don't follow the instructions of the beautician, one who has been trained on how to instruct their hair to be healthy. Amen?
Amen.
So that's how I am. God has taught me how to instruct his people by the word of God. I'm not telling them to listen to me, but what I am telling them to do is have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit says to the church.
Amen.
Woo! And just to give you one more thing, this just came back to me. What you may want to do regarding the situation you called me about is call the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, and they will make sure it's taken care of.
Okay. Sounds good. Definitely.
Yeah, they will make sure it's taken care of, because that's part of their job.
Okay.
The Better Business Bureau. They will make sure they take care of it. If not, they'll more than likely shut them down, and they don't want to be shut down, so they will comply.
Sounds good. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you.
That's hallelujah. A word from the Lord, I'm telling you. Mm. That came to me. Never mind, I ain't going to say where it came to me at, but that's... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God got a sense of humor. You hear what I told that little child?
Yes,
I said, go ahead and enjoy yourself. Be a little child. Don't be trying to be an adult too fast now.
Amen.
Am I right?
That's right.
I mean, you know, you 12 years old, go on out there and play in the sandbox and get on the swing and ride your bicycle. It's a nice day. Go ride your bicycle. Go have some fun.
Amen.
Play with some toys. You know what I'm saying? Play with some toys. That's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just being real. You got to be real these days with people, because it's real. You're dealing with real life.
Amen.
So, you know, so amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Albertine. You're always so patient. And I said, let me go up here, because she's going to come back on in a minute, but God bless you. And Prophet Michael Davis, he received it, because he just started hollering, hallelujah. You know, I was trying to... get the other callers that we didn't know. But he received what you said, so that's truly a blessing, because it was from the Lord, a word for him to each and every one. And I'm going to go back to Sister Priest. I see she's up here with one, because I want y'all, whatever the Lord have for you need of, to ask Prophet Michael Davis or to pray. So you can take your time. Sister Priest.
Real quick, it'll be real quick. I prayed. I sent my husband a text. I said, babe, do you think we could fast every Monday from 8 to 12 together while you're at work? We pray, and you can send me a scripture and your thoughts. And he gladly responded, yes, babe.
My God, what a quick work the Lord is doing. That's powerful.
I was excited. I couldn't wait. Thank you. And I just thank God for Jesus in you.
That's
still so high from it, so I don't know what's going on, but God is good, and God bless. Thank you all. I love you.
Now, what area of California are you in?
I live in Stockton, California.
Oh, you're in Stockton. Okay, that's not that far from Vacaville.
No, it's not.
That's not that far. That guy said he's coming to do a revival.
Our church is going to be in the same revival with him. So I'm looking forward
to
that.
Oh, really? Okay, what church is that? Let me see if I can get
it's
down
all
there.
It's all about Jesus Ministries with Pastor Martin.
It's all about Jesus Ministry.
Yeah.
Jesus Ministry. Pastor Martin, that's your pastor?
Yes. It's my pastor and my mom.
You're kidding. Your mom is the co-pastor?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I've been running for so long, but I finally humbled myself, and I'm at her feet.
Wait a minute. Your mom is the wife of, is that your dad?
No, my mom, Pastor Beatrice Martin.
Yo, your mom is the pastor?
Yes.
Oh, well, you going to have me come down there then.
Yes.
I'm going to have to come down there and minister in
and
person.
And Sister Adrienne Bernard knows all her contact info.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll get it. Well, you can leave it with Sister Ruby, and I'll put it in my phone and call next week.
I'm sure she can give it to you if she wants, or you can give it to him.
Nobody's on the line, right?
Well, let me talk. Let Evandis Bernard do it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And God bless you. He moves so swift and so strong. God bless.
God bless.
Well, God is quick.
The one you prayed for was Apostle Johnson, the one that's going there the 31st to do the crusade.
Yeah, he left his number with you, right? Or you have it?
I have it, but Evandis Bernard normally contacts him, you know, with that information and the numbers. So I'll mention it so that she can.
Yeah, I asked him, so, you know, already.
Okay, that'll be fine, but I'm going to let her. But anyway, nobody else is on here. I want to. Oh, did Sister Albertine come back up again? Okay, Sister Albertine, y'all take your time because I want to get Prophet Davis what y'all to have. Albertine.
I'm good. I'm good. Just keep me in prayer, Prophet Michael Davis, and God bless you. And I think I'm going to go. Well, I know I'm going to go to the Stockton. So I want to get that information if Apostle Johnson is still online. If they could announce it again, that would be great.
And he's not on the line now.
Yeah, we don't have the address, Sister Ruby. How are we going
to
go if we don't have the address?
We need to get the address and have that announced. That would be great.
All right, what's the address, Sister Ruby? You got it.
I don't. You can get it.
The other young lady was just on before me. I believe she has the address. She said it's at her mom's church.
We want to get it from a prophetess. Y'all got me here. I'm just full of the spirit. We can get it. But I'll make sure.
Well, when is he's coming? He's coming. He's coming in 2 or 3 days.
Coming July the 30th. July the
30th? The 30th, yeah. That's in 2 or 4 days.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I'll talk to her today. Hopefully she'll be back. And then
all right,
I'll make,
just have her to text it to me.
I'll make sure she do it and then talk to you, and then I'll make sure she call you Sister Albertine, okay?
Yeah. Sister Pree's mom. I don't know her name, but it's all about Jesus Ministry.
Pastor Martin. I know who she's talking about. Anyway.
Okay, Pastor Martin. That's good.
Albertine, is that it? Okay, the lock. Okay, then, so everybody, let's go back to Dawn one more time, see if she asked before we close her. Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn, okay, thanks a lot. She's on every day. That's Evangelist Bernard's oldest sister. So we're so thankful, Prophet Michael, the Lord, he uses everybody, but he uses you in different, anointing.
Yeah, I'm an unusual sort.
Pardon me?
I'm an unusual sort. I'm a different one.
Usual to God, to Jesus Christ. But anyway, I didn't want to hinder anything, but the word, I just enjoy the word and the Holy Ghost and how he used you and bring back description. Like Sister Albertine said, I'll concur with what she said about how you understood more about let the redeemer of the Lord say. He started it Monday and he brought it back, but the finale is that, you know, we know what the Lord's require, and we have the problem if we don't wait on the Lord and get right and repent and seek him and seek his face and go for what he say do, not and wait. You know, that, I think that sometimes can be my problem. I want to pass wait. I want to run with it, you know, but it's time. So I thank you and thank the Holy Ghost for allowing you to come on and minister to us today.
Amen. Amen. It was a blessing. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. Prophet Michael Davis. So many prophets and ministers. But do you want to close us out with a word of prayer, or do you have anything else you want to add before we close?
Yeah, I'll just say a quick word of prayer, and then I'll let you play your favorite song. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I thank you for talking to your people and using my voice to do so, helping them to see clearly what you mean when you say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's to line up with your word. It's to line our lifestyles up with what you say and how you say to do it. So, Father, I just pray that each and every one received an impartation, that they can now understand how to follow you. The most important thing in the world is to follow you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So help us to do it. Strengthen us to do it. Help us to be in the right place at the right time. Blow our mind with the things that you're going to do for us and to show us. Father, only you can do it. We thank you in advance for doing it. How great thou art. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I pray. Amen.
And amen. It's been a blessing, and we're so thankful.
I feel a good peace over here.
Yeah, and you know what? I say, Lord, I done forgot. We had a guest in the chat room, 1931. So God bless you for tuning
Amen.
In. We hope you come back. We are Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Pacific time in California, whatever your time is, you know, just 2 or 3 hours before or after. So God bless each and every one on. I'm sure y'all got just what the Lord wanted y'all to have today, and it was truly anointed, and it was so timely and in order, and everybody, all the saints that was on the line waited and allowed each other to go forth and for Prophet Michael Davis to minister. So that's truly a blessing. So we thank y'all and hope, and we know that you have a blessed weekend. We're praying for it, and that, like Sister Prince said, he just told her to tell her husband about praying together, and she called him on his job, and he said, sure, we're going to do it. Isn't that wonderful? Look how quick and fast God answered that prayer. So we're
That's
excited.
Beautiful.
Wasn't it beautiful? I got excited.
That's
and then she one, I said, I know we got to get some kind of, you know, some kind of whatever you told her, we're going to get an answer about something you done
Look
gave.
At God.
And
Look
I
at
said,
God. Look.
You just told her. She called. She quickly was obedient
quickly.
And called her
yes.
husband. He said, yes,
my
honey.
God,
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
It's awesome
God.
What the Lord can do, as long as the vessels are clean and we're doing the will of the Lord. Woo, I'm excited. It's been a gorgeous, a blessing week all this week, because I have learned, and I'm praying that the Lord help me to grow and to see
me
some
too.
Of foxes in me and howl out and say I'm the let the redeemed of the Lord say so and call
yes.
them out. So God bless yes. each and every one of y'all, and we look forward. We're on Saturday, I think I said Saturday, They Overcame with Minister Billy Burns, and she's on 5 a.m. California time, but 8 a.m. in the Carolinas. And you know we have Sunday morning early prayer at 7 a.m. California time, and it's a corporate prayer. So please feel free to come in and join in. We're normally on about 30 minutes most of the time, but as the Lord say, we go for it. And we're so excited to have y'all come on and pray with us so the Lord can hear y'all voice too. So God bless y'all, and we're going to close out with My God is Awesome by Pastor Charles Jenkins.
Awesome.
Let's sing that second verse again.
Awesome.
My God.
Thank you for tuning in, and we're closing out. God bless.